The Gemara continues in Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, the last line. So the Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis earlier said the Machlokes is Shlokshin Rabbi Yochanan. If you ate two Zeisei Chelev Behelam Echot, but the Yediyas came around in separate times, was Noidal Rishon and then Noidal Sheni, Rabbi Yochanan says Yechayiv Shtayim, and the Shlokish says Yechayiv One. Because Rabbi Yochanan learns it from the Pasuk of Al Chatosoi, every Yediyas Mechayiv another carbon. And Ishlokish says, Mechatosoi, that no, you can have a carbon for a partial Avera too, and that's why two Zesim, the Yediyah itself, is not going to be Mechayiv another carbon. And the Gemara had two different Stodim. Are we talking about after Afrosha? Are we talking about before Afrosha? That was the Sugi before. Now the Gemara continues after we notice Machlokes Ishlokish Rabbi Yochanan, which the Gemara is going to ask from in a second. The Gemara first says the following statement. Oma Ula, the last line Ayin Aleph on the base. Leman de Oma Oshem Vaday Loiboy Yediyah Betchila. An Oshem Vaday is brought for certain Averis. You bring an Oshem Vaday. There are three Averis you bring an Oshem Vaday for. One of them is called an Asha Me'ilois. If you're Moyel and Hektish, you bring a carbon Oshem. And you have to bring Karen and Chomish, an additional Chomish besides the Karen that you are moil from. There's an Osham Gzelois. When someone is Nishbal a Sheker about a Pikodin that's by him, and then he admits that he swore a Sheker, so he brings, besides Karen V'Chomish, he has to bring a carbon Osham. And the third one is an Osham for a Shifcha Charufa, someone who has a relationship with a woman that's a Shifcha Knainis, that is to be wed to an Eved Ivri. That's one pshat. Or another pshat is, it's a Shifcha Charufa, meaning a Shifcha Knainis that's Chatzi Baschoyen and Chatzi Shifcha. She was owned by two people, and one of her Bailim released her, and one didn't. So this woman is called the Shifcha Charufa. So someone who's Baal Leo, so then he is Chayiv to bring a Korban Oshem. He's not Chayiv Misa, he's not Chayiv Skila, he's not Chayiv Malkus. He's Chayiv to bring a Korban Oshem. That's called an Oshem Vaday. Three Averis, you get an Oshem Vaday. Now, an Oshem Tolui is a whole different thing. An Oshem Tolui is if you're Mesupik, if you ate Chelev or not, you're not sure if it's Chelev or it's Shuman. So, if you know for sure you ate Chelev, you have to bring a Chatos. But as long as you're Mesupik, in order not to be in a state of not having a Kapora, so we're Mechadish to bring an Oshem Tolui. An Oshem Tolui means, meanwhile, till you know what you did for sure, you bring an Oshem Tolui. That if you're Chai, if it's an Oshem, and if not, then you're not going to be you need a kapora. But meanwhile, you have an Oshem Tolui. Now, an Oshem Tolui that comes for a Chatos is one type of Oshem Tolui. That means if you're not sure if you ate Chelev, so meanwhile you bring an Oshem Tolui. But if you know for sure what you ate afterwards, then you have to bring a Chatos. The difference between an Oshem and a Chatos is that an Oshem is a Zohar and a Chatos is in a Keva. So there's a fundamental difference be'etzem in the carbon if it's a Zohar or it's in a Keva. A chatos is a nekeva and a osham is a zachar. Now, there's a machlokes of Tafin Rabbi Akiva increases chav beis if a person has to bring an osham vaday for, let's say, osham gzeilis or osham meilis. He's moil from hektish, or he's koifer bepikodin. He was nishbal sheker, or shiv charufa. He was born a isha that was to be wed to an eved ivri. So let's say you have a suffix on this osham vaday. Let's say on Osher Me'ilis. You're not sure if it's Hekdash or it's Chulin. So there's a Machlokes of Tafin and Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says, meanwhile, you bring an Osham Tolui. And if later on, you don't bring a Karen to Chomish by an Osham Tolui, just bring the Osham. If later on in his bar that you chayv an Osham Vaday because it was Hekdash, you were Moyel, Osher Me'ilis, so then you bring another Osham and you add on Karen to Chomish. Comes Rebbe Tafin and he says, why do you have to bring two Ashamois? Just bring one Osham the first time around when you're Mesupik and make a Tanai, make the following stipulation. If I'm Chayev to bring an Osham and what I did was for sure Hekdash, so then I'm adding on now ready Karen and Chomish. And if I'm Chayev, then it's going to be the carbon of the Osham Vaday with the Karen and Chomish. And if I'm not Chayev, then the Karen and Chomish is in the Dovah Ba'alma. And then this should be counted like an Osham Tolui. But on Koponim, Reb Tarfin Shita is that you don't have to bring two Ashamas, one Asham Tolui, and then an Asham Vaday when it's as bar that you were moil in Ekdash. No, you can bring one Asham and make a Tanai. and say, if I'm going to be chayiv eventually, then this osham, which right now I don't know what it is for, will work as an osham vaday, because I'm ready now giving keren v'chomish. And if I'm not going to be chayiv, then it's an adova ba'alma, the keren v'chomish. But there's no reason to give two oshamas. There's no reason, like Rabbi Kivit it says, to bring one osham, totally, and then another osham vaday with the keren v'chomish. Just the first time around, bring one carbon osham and add keren v'chomish and make it tanai. The Yisoyna Machlokes is, Reb Tarfon says, you do not need a yediyah vaday that you chayiv a carbon osham vaday. You can bring a carbon osham even without knowing for sure you chayiv karen osham vaday. That means even if you don't know for sure you chayiv on the osham ilus, on the osham gzeilus, or ishiv charufa, even when you're misupik, you can bring the osham. You don't need a yediyah vadois. Bring it with a tnai. This is so that you don't need a yediyah, zokt ula, oma ula. An osham vaday that doesn't need a yediyah betchila means you can bring an osham vaday even though right now I'm still doubtful if it was hektish or not. So ibazoi zogdi mo daf ayin beiz omen aleph bol chamish biilois b'shifcha charufa. If let's say a person b'shoigig he was boy l'shifcha charufa, a woman a shifcha, an evet that was wed to be wed to an evet ivri, and you had a relationship with her. Or a shifcha rufa is a chatzi shifcha, chatzi bascharen, two bailim owner. One released and one didn't. And you had a relationship with the shifcha. So the halacha is, yechayiv an osham for this bia. Now, you were shoygik. You didn't realize at the time. But after the first bia, there was a yediyah. You realized what you did. And then you forgot again, you were boiled a second time. And then it was a yediyah. And then you forgot and you boiled a third time. If you did it five times, let's say you did it five times with five yediyahs in between. Einoy chayiv al achas. You should only have to bring one carbon osham. Why? Because since yediyas do not play an integral role in the etzim havoas ha-osham, the Kongtrep Tarfin that says that even an osham vadi doesn't need a yediyah betchila, that means the yediyah is not part of the equation of bringing an osham. You can bring an osham isofik also and make it tanai. That means the yediyah is not an integral part of the etzim akrovas ha-osham. You can bring an osham vadi with a tanai, without a yediyah. So, if you have five yediyas, that should not be a reason to be mechalik in karbonos, since yediyas do not play an integral role in the etzim havoas ha'oshem. Reb Tarfon shita that you can make a tanai in the havoas ha'oshem, and even when you're mesupik, you can bring an oshem with a tanai, that means you don't need a yediyah vadai for an oshem vadai. So if you boil chomesh biyas on the shif charufa, even though you had a yediyah between each biyah, you should still be sufficed with one carbon, because the yediyas are not enough to be mechalik. According to Rabbi Kiva, that you have to bring two ashamas, one for Oshem Tolui, and then another one for Oshem Vadai, because you can't make a Tanai in Oshem Tolui, because you need a Yediyah Vadois before you bring an Oshem Vadai. A Oshem Misofik does not work. You need a Yediyah before an Oshem. So Yediyah plays an integral part of the Avos HaKorban. So, Ibezoi, if you bowl Chomesh Bias, Bilas on a Shifcha Rufa, and each one with a Yediyah in between, the yediyah is mechalik, and your five karbonis should be chayiv. But according to Reb Tarfon, where the yediyahs are not an integral part of the akrovas ha'oshem, you can bring an oshem b'sofek with a tanai, so then even if you are boiled with five yediyahs in between, one karbon should suffice, because the yediyah is not part of the equation, so it's not enough to be mechalik. Zog di gemoga, bol chomesh bilas b'shiv charufa, ein chayiv ala achas. Avdem frek di gemoga, maskelo ramnuna, Elamiyato, if you tell me a Kongtrep Tarfon, you can have a yediyah and still only be chayiv one carbon, so maybe take it a step further. You can even be mafresh a carbon and then say, hold on, let me be boil another time. And you forgot, and then let that carbon that you were mafresh work also. Zogdimor Elamiyato, Maskel Amnun Elamiyato, Boal, Vihifrish, you were boil and you were mafresh a carbon. And then you were shokach. Carbon. He says, wait, don't be mak of the carbon yet. That which I was mafresh. You're going to tell me, even after that frosha, that carbon you were mafresh should work for a beer after that frosha? That can't be. And the reasoning, the Gemara's kashas of Munna is that it should work. Just like Yedias, you're telling me, do not play an integral role, and you still can be mechayiv one carbon, even though the yediyah is in between the shgogas. So hu adin, a hafroshes carbon should also not
be mechayev you another carbon. The afroshes carbon should also work for the shkoga that happened afterwards. Now we swore that doesn't make sense. So ibazoi, how could you say that lamanda omar loy boy yedia one kapara is enough, one carbon? So then what, then you tell me a afrosha that you have between the beers should also suffice with one carbon, even though you're a mafresh, a carbon you boil afterwards? So Gemara says, there's a big difference. Zog de Gemara, omalei, maisa de lacha afrosha kamrit, when you do a maisa beer after an afrosha's carbon, so avar over there, it's mechayiv another akrova, another kapara. Maisa lacha afrosha loy kamino. Avar over there, Reb Tarfon would agree that you need another carbon. When does Reb Tarfon say that one carbon suffices? When you have a yediyah. A yediyah alone is not enough according to Reb Tarfon, because every oshem doesn't need a yediyah vadois. You can bring an oshem at tonight. But afrosha, avad Reb Tarfon agrees that afrosha would not be suffice with one carbon that you were mafish ready on a beer afterwards. Zog di Gemara, ki osa Ravdimi. Ravdimi said similar to Ula. Ula said, "Lamanda oma osham vaday loyboy yediyah betchila kong to Reb Tarfon." So if you boil chamish bias, the yediyahs should not be mechayiv different carbonas. So, and we said that hafrosha is different. So Rav Dimi says the same thing, just in Reb Akiva. Fakert. Kios Rav Dimi omar lamanda oma osham vaday boy yediyah betchila kong to Reb Akiva, that says that an osham vaday you cannot bring betnai with the stipulation, but rather you can only bring an osham vaday after you know for sure that you chayiv the korban. Oshem, and you can't bring it beforehand with the tanai. You need a yediyah. So ibazoi bol chomish bilus b'shiv charufa, and there was a yediyah in between. So chayv kolach v'achas, because the yediyah is playing an integral role of the akrovas carbon oshem. So if there was a beer with the yediyah in between, so every yediyah is mechayv another carbon. That's very simple. According to Reb Akiva, that you need a yediyah, so the yediyahs are mechalik the carbonus. Zok de Gemara. Omale Abaya. So Abaya said as follows now. Now that you established that according to Reb Tarfon, yediyahs do not play an integral role in the Oshem, you don't need yediyah betchila. So who then, if you have yediyahs between the bias, you only still have one carbon. Hafrosh is different. And according to Reb Akiva, it says yediyahs play an integral role, and you have to have yediyah before an Oshem. You can bring an Oshem totally with a Tanai that it should work for later with a Vadai, and bring a Karen and a Chaimish, and let it be either an Adava or let it be the real Karen and a Chaimish. You need an Yediyah Vadi, can't bring an Oshem Tolu Misofek. So you need a Yediyah. So Yediyah Samachalik and your five Kobonet Yechayev. So Frek de Gemara, Omele Abaya. If that's the case, whenever you need a Yediyah Betchila, you're telling me then the Yediyah is playing an integral role and Yediyah alone should be Machalik. So Ibazoi, Hari Chatos. Every carbon chatas, you need a yediyah beforehand. You can't bring a chatas misofik. A chatas is only when you know what you're doing. That's poshut by a chatas, state and posuk, oi hoide elav chatosoi. You can't bring a carbon chatas before you even know what the chet was. So by a chatas, for sure you need a yediyah betchila. So ibazoi, the yediyah plays an integral role. So ibazoi, we had the Gemara before in Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. If you had two kzeisim behelam echod, and then there was two separate yediyas, Rish Lakish says yichayev one, and Rabbi Yochanan says yichayev two. How could Rish Lakish say yichayev one? If the yediyah plays an integral role, then the yediyah itself should be mechalik. Just like we're saying over here, then when yediyahs play an integral role, then for sure yichayev two. Well, chatas needs the yediyah beforehand, and still Rish Lakish says that if you had shnei zeisachele behelam echod, even though there were two yediyas, yichayev one. Because he learned from the pasuk of Mechatosoi. I, over here, you need a yediyah, and Bachatzi need a yediyah, betchila, and it's still machlok, it's a shlokish, Rabbi Yechanon. What's planning Rabbi Yechanon shlokish? Zog the Gemara, Omele Abaye, it is Baum Kasha. Hare Chatos, to be a yediyah, betchila. You need a yediyah before Chatos. It has to be a ho'ele of Chatosoi. You can't bring a chat before you know what you did. Upligi, Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Shimon Lokish. And we just had a machlok, of Shimon Lokish and Rabbi Yechanon, when there was two achilas zesim, separate achilas, behelam echod, with two separate yediyas. Rish Lakish says he still chayv one. You need a yediyah betchila before you bring the korban chatos. And yet we see that the yediyah is not mechalik. Zog de Gemara, ishtik. He was quiet. It's a bomb kasha. Based on this yesoid, that Ula said, that Rav Dimi said, that when you need a yediyah, then the yediyah is a mechalik. And when you don't need a yediyah of tarfin, then you can have yediyahs and it's not mechalik. Well, chatas needs a yediyah. So how does the shlokah say that yediyahs are not mechalik? So Rav Dimi was ishtik. Rav Dimi said that if you need a yediyah lemandom or shemvada boy yediyah, then avada chomesh bias with the yediyah in between these chayav five. Well, chatas needs a yediyah, and still Rishlokish says that you only chayav one. Zok the Gemara Omar lei, and Rashi is goris Omar lei Abaya, meaning Abaya is gufa answering the kasha that he asked in Rav Dimi. Omar lei Abaya, what did Abaya say? Maybe you can differentiate. Dilma b'maisa d'alacha afrosha ka'amrit uked Rav Amnuna. Maybe you, Rav Dimi, are saying this only by a maisa d'alacha afrosha. Meaning, that which you, Rav Dimi, are saying, that when you need a yediyah, according to Rav Akiva, that you have to have a yediyah for an osham, so then avada the yediyah samachalik, maybe that's only referring to a specific case of maisa d'alacha afrosha ka'amrit. Meaning, that this that we're saying, that if you need a yediyah, then avada you're going to be chayiv on each individual yediyah, even according to a shlokish, that's dafka when the shkoga was done, the second shkoga, after you're mafish a korban on the first shkoga. Like Rav Amnuna wanted to say before, that lemandoma ain't boy yediyah, kung teptafrin, who are then if you're mafish? So Gemara says, no, if you're mafish, of course, even a kung teptafrin, you chayiv numerous. So maybe this whole din that you're chayev, numerous korbanos be yediyah is dafka like Rav Amnuna said, is only when it was an actual hafrosha. Because if there was a hafrosha, then a shgoga that took place after the hafrosha cannot be niskaper with that korban that was very hufash before. And in such an instance, Avada Rish Lakish would agree. So when the Gemara before said that Rish Lakish says by chatois, shnei zeis echele belem echod, is talking about koidim hafrosha, like he wanted to say before, the machlokes was koidim hafrosha. Amalei in. So Rav Dimi says, Eina chanami. That was my intent. Eina chanami. That which I said, that if you need a yediyah, then a yediyah alone is mechalik. That's only talking about la'acha hafrosha. Then the second one came about was hafrosha. And that's avada Rishlokish, which stim is that. Because by la'acha hafrosha, we said Rishlokish might be moida. And Rishlokish is talking about koidim hafrosha. And the bol chomesh bi'ilis, l'man d'omar boy yediyah, is la'acha afrosha, then taki yechayev for each idea, because it was after afrosha. So it comes out according to this, Rav Dimi clearly argues on Ula, because Ula said that everyone agrees that an oshem is not mechaper on numerous averis after the afrosha. And that would be even according to Reb Tarfin, even according to Manda Omer that says, loy boy yediya for an oshem. You don't need a yediya betchila. But Avad, if there's Hafrosha, then Avad, he agrees that you would have to bring numerous korbanos. Mashenk and Rav Dimi is being chalik on Ula. Rav Dimi is saying that according to Ula, he said that everyone agrees that if there was a Hafrosha, that everyone agrees that you need numerous korbanos. But according to Rav Dimi, then Oshem is not mechaper on averis that were done after the Hafrosha. That's only according to the Madoma that Oshem tzorich yediyah. Only according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Reb Tarfin. But according to Reb Tarfin that says, Oshem doesn't need a yediyah, then an Oshem is mechaper even after the Afrosha. It'll be mechaper even an Avera that's after the Afrosha. According to the Mandoma that says, you don't need a yediyah. That's how Tosis learns the Sugi. The Rav Dimi is arguing on Ula according to this Teretz. Zog the Gemara ki also Ravin Omar, Hakol Moedim B'Shiv Charufa, Sai Reb Yochanan. And Sairah Shlokish both agree by Shivcha Charufa that Yechayev on every beer a separate carbon. Vahakom Oidim B'Shivcha Charufa, and everyone agrees that Yechayev only one Osham. The Gemara is going to say what instance is referring to that Yechayev one or Yechayev numerous. Umachloikis, and the Machloikis of Yechayev Shlokish is B'Shivcha Charufa. We're going to see what that means. Zok the Gemara. Hakom Oidim B'Shivcha Charufa Dein Yechayev El Achaz. When are you only Yechayev one? Kedu'ula. That was Ula's statement. Lamandoma Osham Vade Loy Boy Yediyah Betchila. So if you bol Chamesh Bilas B'Shivcha Rufa, you only Chayev Achas. And Rashi learns the sugi that this is even according to Rabbi Yochanan that argues on a Shlokish that says that you Chayev numerous korbanos. He says by Osham it's different because since this is not doima to a regular chatos by Chelev, because by Chelev you take Chayev on the Chet, so the Yediyah is take Mechalik. On every shkoga, Mashenkin Osham at the end of the day, Yechayev also on a mezid. Someone who's been mezid born a shivcha rufa also brings an Osham. So a mele the chiyev is not totally in the meis shkoga because Yechayev be mezid also. So mele even according to Rabbi Yochanan that says that Yechayev
behelam echad in 2 years, you have 2 korbanos. That's my chelav for the chiv is a chatos. Mashenkin by the chiv of Osham, where the chisar in yediyah is not ma'akeh bichlal the carbon, because if you do it b'meizet, you also chayv a carbon. So mele, the yediyah is not going to shafanai a carbon. So mele, everyone agrees that you chayv only one. And this statement of Ula is even according to Rabbi Yochanan before by Chatois. The second statement is, hakomoidim b'shiv charufa, the chayv kolachas v'achas, when you chayv numerous carbonos, that's somewhat after shehifrish, kirav amnuna. Like Avraham Nuna says that if you mafish a carbon, then everyone agrees that you chayev on everything, every single shkoga, a new carbon. The shkoga after that frosha is mechayev a new carbon. And the machloikas b'shiv charufa, what's that referring to? Lemando Omar Osham Vaday Boy Yediyah Betchila. According to Mando Omar that says you need a Yediyah, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you can't bring an Osham until you know about the Chet, is machloikas the Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. That according to the Manda Omar, according to Rabbi Kiva, that says that you need a Yediyah, that is a machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. Meaning, if you had it, since you need a Yediyah, so if you had a Yediyah between the Chatoyim, or if there was an Aveira that was done by Helam Echad, two Achilles, or two Averis, but there was a Yediyah afterwards in separate times, two Yediyahs, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that even behelam echad, if the yediyahs came around separately, then the yediyahs mechayv a carbon. So adin legabe carbon oshem, the yediyahs come around separately, yechayv two carbonos, because the ma'isa lemanda omar boy yediyah. So then it's totally in the yediyahs and memeli yechayv two carbonos. But according to a shlokish that says that the yediyah is not a mechayv a carbon by a chatos, and even if you ate behelam echad, even if you have two different yediyahs, you still chayv one carbon only. So oy bazoy. Only if there's a yediyah between the ma'isim, then you take a chayiv too. But if the yediyahs took place even separately after the two ma'isim, then according to Shlokish, only chayiv one karmen chatos. So by an oshem, where the chayiv even bemezid is chayiv a karmen oshem, it's not totally bichlal in the shkoga. So mamela, the yediyah sachet is not mechayiv a different karmen, and that's what we're saying, that machloikas b'shifcha charufa is lamanda omar, that oshem vaday boy yediyah betchila. That the according to this, the machloikas by Shifcha Rufa is according to Manda Omar, according to Bekiba, that need the idea, but Chila is a machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, are you chayev separate or you chayev one? A Tosfos Radbe points out in the beginning of the Sugya, Tosfos Radbe said in the Dima Maschil Bol Chomesh Be'ilois, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the idea is the Gurim, the Kapara, and so the machloikas is afilu be ideas of Acha Be'ilos, Kolshken of the ideas of Ben Be'il Abiyah. It's mechalik, and according to the shlokish, that the yediyahs are not mechalik. So by shifcha rufa, even if there's yediyahs ben bia labia, it's not going to be mechalik. Even though by chelav is moided that if you have a yediyah between achilas, it is mechalik. Loi domi the hosam shkoga tolle rachmana over the attack, it's totally in the shkoga. The yediyah is mechalik is hashkogas, but by shifcha rufa, where you bring a carbon even on a zodin kishkoga. You bring an Osham Vada even on a Zodan also, so any idea Cheshuva L'Chalik, even if it's between the Bias. That's all Amanda Omar, that you need a idea. Aval Amanda Loibo idea Betchila, Safil Rabbi Yechon Moida, Kevin Sheena idea Goremes Kapora, Dele Cheshuva L'Chalik. Afila Ben Bia L'Bia, Koshken Acha Kol HaMaisim. All right, we'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, Daf Ayin Beis Omid Aleph.